శ్రీమద్భాగవతం క్యాంటో 7 చాప్టర్ 11 వర్స్ 30 వృత్తి సంకర జాతీనాం తత్తత్ కులకృత భవేత్ అచౌరాణం అపాపానాం అంత్యజాంత్య వసాయనాం. అమంగ్ ది మిక్స్డ్ క్లాసెస్ నోన్ యాజ్ సంకర, దోజ్ ఆర్ నాట్ థీవ్స్ ఆర్ నోన్ యాజ్ అంత్యవసాయి ఆర్ చండాల, అండ్ దే ఆల్సో హ్యావ్ దర్ హెరిడిటరీ కస్టమ్స్. Among the mixed classes, known as Sankara, those who are not thieves are known as Antevasai or Chandalas, dog eaters. And they also have their hereditary customs. Purport. The four principal divisions of society, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra, have been defined. And now there is a description of the Anteja, the mixed class. Among the mixed class, there are two divisions, Pratilomaja, Anulomaja. If a woman of a high caste marries a man of low caste, their union is called Pratiloma. If a woman of low caste, however, marries a man of a higher caste, their union is called Anuloma. The members of such dynasties have their traditional duties as barbers, washermen, and so on. Among the Antejas, those who are still somewhat pure, in that they do not steal, and are not addicted to meat eating, drinking and illicit sex and gambling, are called Antevasai. Among people of lower class, intermarriage and the drinking of wine are allowed, for these people do not recognize such conduct as sinful among themselves. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరాంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయ హరే the people who are born, they have a purpose. It's not that we take birth, we live and die. There is no meaning to life. We can observe in the human beings, everybody is trying for improvement and development. That means there is the inherent tendency to move towards perfection. Whether we know it or not, people have spiritual knowledge. They are knowingly trying to move in the right direction. People who don't have spiritual knowledge, they are also trying to progress, whether on material front or in good behavior. In human society, well-behaved people are always respected, and human beings generally they want to improve in their life. and people who are not, people who are living a degraded life, there are certain rules and regulations. People cannot just live whatever way they want. That is not allowed, because we will be encroaching on the interests of others, on the freedom of others, which is not accepted in human society. We cannot encroach on others' lives. So the man-made constitution, and there is also the constitution by God, which we call Manu Samhita or Dharma Grandhas. They are there to guide human beings. The problem with people who have no spiritual knowledge, they may materially advance. Material advancement means exaggerating sense gratification unnecessarily, because you are putting aside the real problems. The real problems are suffering from disease, old age and death. So one is supposed to solve this inevitable problems of life, suffering, old age, death. So people are trying in their own way. Like there are subjects like geriatrics. Geriatrics means study of old age. The old age is a problem. So naturally people want to do whatever is possible to improve the lot of the old people, what best we can help them. That means they don't know that these are all superfluous, unnecessary. The body is not necessary for our existence. Just like we move in the car, suppose your car breaks down, does that mean that you cannot walk? You can walk. Generally you go in a car, and on the day, your car is broken, you don't say, no, I cannot move. Your movement is there. But because we identify our movement so much with car, like in the West, without car you cannot go anywhere. The places are so distant from one, your house to the office or to the mall or whatever. So it's not, almost everyone in the West, they have a car. The toilet cleaner will come in a car, the barber will come in a car, you know. And in the family, if there are four members, all of them have cars, because the son has to go to college, the father has to go to work, and the woman has to go to market, whatever. So, because of the distance, it becomes a necessity. But otherwise, without these external aids for movement, we are all ambulatory, we are all mobile, no? We all move. So similarly, because we are so engrossed in bodily concept, and the soul is so subtle, so we miss recognizing the soul. We cannot imagine how a person can be there without the body. That's our understanding. Without the body, so what is left? People think like that. When you go to sleep, your body is put totally to rest. But your mental activity is going on. When you lie down, it's not that you are still in mind also. No. Your mind is scheming and planning and thinking. So many things are going on. So you not only, your mind is active, your spiritual body is also there. People have difficulty in understanding because you are moving, the body is moving. If you are not moving, the body cannot move. Like a dead body. Dead body has no independent movements because the movable person is out of the body, he is gone. The movable person is gone. Just like when I am walking along, people see my clothes. But the clothes are not having any mobility. The cloth is dull object, dead object. But when it is on a live body, it looks like the clothes are also having mobility. I raise my hand, my shirt is also put up. So, very often we say whether the shirt is on the wall hanger or shirt is on your body, the shirt is always a lifeless thing. The shirt has no life. On the wall, you put it on a hanger or you put it on your body. In both cases, there is no life in the shirt. Similarly, the body whether the soul is there or not, the body is always lump of matter. The body is simply a lump of flesh. Such a minute soul is activating the body. We think because the heart is functioning, we think because the brain is functioning, we are alive and like that. And actually it doesn't stop there. Because the soul is there, the heart is functioning. Because the soul is there, the mind is functioning. The proof is that the soul leaves the body, the heart stops. We only, because our knowledge is gross, we say when the heart stops, the person dies. But the heart is a mechanical thing. You can always, like you can have artificial resuscitation. Heart resuscitation. Heart resuscitation may be useful when the soul is there. And what resuscitation you can do for a dead body? The heart is there in the dead body and you do any massage, anything you do, but you cannot bring it back to function. That's why we call it the human civilization. Without spiritual understanding, it is as good as they are jivasya. Jivasya means they are alive, but they are identifying with dead body, so you have to call it dead civilization. They are alive, but they are not identifying with the soul. they are identifying with the body, pamper the body, you meet the demands of the body, but nothing for the soul. Nothing for the soul. So this is called stunted or dead civilization. There is no progress. Human life means you have to outgrow the body. That's why Prabhupada said, without spiritual advancement, there is nothing like progress or advancement. Like, he compared. The ants are also, they are also making anthill. And human beings, they are making skyscraper buildings. So, like same mentality. Nothing, ant in its intelligence, it is creating anthill. And man, with his little advanced intelligence, but because the real understanding is not there, you can call it like is a sophisticated ant. The ant is making hill and he makes this. Ant mentality only. No spiritual mentality. No human intelligence displayed. This intelligence is there even for the ants. Similarly, people are proud of their automation. People are proud about their automobiles. And the dogs have four legs. And they go around their business. What is their business? Where is food? Where is sex? And human beings, they think they are very intelligent. We have created an automobile. If you study their intelligence, this automobile is utilized for what? For the same things that the dog is utilizing, and human beings, the dog may not manufacture an automobile, and in its crude intelligence, it is doing the activities of eating and mating, and human beings, because they are little advanced in their consciousness, but there is no real advancement, so they are utilizing, that's called actually misguided intelligence. Misguided. Human intelligence is meant to inquire, why am I suffering? Where from I have come? And where do I go after death? Animals cannot put this kind of questions. You can never expect a donkey come and stand before a school, I want to know why I am suffering. They don't ask. They go on with their life with all the suffering. You beat the dog with a stick, it will go elsewhere and do the same thing again. So human beings, if you don't inquire, why am I suffering? We do agree that we are suffering, but why I have to suffer? And we don't want to suffer, but we are suffering. Why should I suffer? These are called the radical inquiries of life, the real inquiries of life. The scriptures also say why people have different standards of life. Why people have different abilities and propensities and standards. So a person is very poor, a person is illiterate. You know one boy here, his father was a beldar. So he was coming to do beldar work in the temple. Like we preach to everybody. We don't say only for educated people, Hare Krishna. Not for beldars and rikshawalas. No? We see them also as spirit souls. We see them also as human beings. We see that they are potentially every human being as a scope. Every human being has a right. every human being is capable. It's a question of like, you know, teachers can understand. Some students learn fast, some students learn slow. But after all, they're all human beings. They can learn one day. So similarly, by our karmas, we are deprived of certain abilities in life. By our good karmas, we are well equipped in life. But nevertheless, any human being can be trained in spiritual life. The human life is considered, it is considered advanced in consciousness. You are called, no, we were telling previously also, there is what is called Sankuchita Chaitana, Mukulita Chaitana, Vikasita Chaitana, Purna Vikasita Chaitana. Sankuchita, sunken consciousness. The stones are there, the inanimate objects are there. They are also coming from God. God is a completely conscious being. We have a difference between God and us. We have an unconscious body and we have a conscious soul. But in the case of God, your friend always sleeps in the classroom. Do something about that. They always come to class nicely, doze off. So you are a teacher, if your students are all sleeping, you become upset or not, because you have prepared so much to educate them, teach them, but if they are all dozing off, you become very discouraged. Isn't it? So, and she hides behind the people. She hides behind people. No, she unnecessarily works. I asked her to show her timetable. And it is 1 week she has not shown. Because I know that who has asked you to do this? Who has asked you to wake up till 11 o'clock? I'm going to ask all that. So she is avoiding me. We are trying to help her. And she is trying to resist. And the result is that there is no healthy Krishna consciousness. If you don't hear in the classes, how are you going to be motivated, you know? Come to the class, only snoring is short of snoring, that's all. So that everybody will see what is happening here. Actually, I'm a little lenient. Our senior Swamijis, you know what they do? Somebody is sleeping. Because the guru has a right over the disciple. You don't become upset one time, two times, three times, and fourth time you have to do something heavy, so that they will become a little alert. You know? Daily we have to take class. We have to tittle our head, what should I speak to them? But if listeners are not enthusiastic, then there will be a break in the thought process, you know. What should I speak? So anyway, so what were you talking, you know? Everything diverted. Sidetracked the whole thing. Yeah. So, all that we see, nothing is actually unconscious. Say, an unconscious person. Unconscious person means is not dead. If a person is dead, we say dead person. When a person is alive but is not conscious, we call him unconscious. God is fully conscious, abhijna. God is fully conscious, like we can only see through our eyes. I cannot see from my back. I have to turn around and see. Or I cannot taste with my hand. I put my hand in the dal, and can I say whether the salt is enough or not? Can you say, put your hand in the dal, like a meter, and then you decide how much salt is there? Not possible. Because we are limited. Our soul is covered up. But Krishna, there is nothing like Krishna's eyes are different from his back. All spiritual. So our soul is limited by the body. That's why as you advance in spiritual life, your consciousness expands. Now, we are all body-centered, family-centered, self-centered. But when you become a spiritual person, these thoughts don't come to you. If you have outgrown your body, and you see everybody, we are all children of God. We say everybody, you look at a sinful man, and you refuse to accept that. That's why we say, hate this sin, not this sinner. That is why the biblical saying, hate this sin, not this sinner. Because the sinner is pure, the sinner is a soul. But unfortunately, he has a bad association, or in the bad association, his mind also becomes conditioned, contaminated, and he is behaving in an odd way, which is not his original nature. Our original nature is, we are all pure by nature. We are all pure by nature. That's why a person's spiritual advancement is identified by his fairness, by his impartiality, by his qualities of compassion, forgiveness. He knows that these people are under the influence of the body. You train them up and they will not be like this. That's why Prabhupada refused to see the Western people as Western people are good for nothing people. Actually, Western people are like completely good for nothing people. Only materialistic, only sense gratification. Do anything but gratify your body. But Prabhupada was penetratingly, he is seeing the soul in them, because they are all moving, they are not dead people. He said, they are all living people. And if I can introduce them a divine sound, the sound wakes up. A sleeping man, how do you wake up? Suppose you are sleeping in your house. That day we came to your house, bringing Banumara. We don't know whether you're inside or not. We are knocking. So nobody is coming. That means nobody is there. So if somebody is in the house and you make a big bang noise, they will come out. You can wake up a person, a sleeping person, by making noise. So similarly, we are locked up in this body. We call it the sleeping soul. The soul is there, but the soul is in dormant condition. So how to bring the spiritual behavior back? You wake up the person. Sleeping person will wake up by song. A sleeping soul. Actually, there is a song by Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Jiva Jago, early in the morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going on Nagar Kirtan with all his entourage, followers. He is going from street to street, singing God's name, and he is saying, Jiva Jago, Jiva Jago, Gaurachanda Bole. Kota Nidra Java Maya Pisadi Rakole. Which means, whoever is hearing that song, they are awake. But still he is calling them sleeping souls. Because they are awake, but not to their spiritual identity. they are simply awake to their false identity. They are thinking, I am man, I am woman, I am engineer, I am teacher, I am Indian, American, and like that. But that is not our real identity. Just like today you come in blue shirt, and tomorrow you come in a red shirt. Will you be the same person or you are a different same person? So all bodies, we may look different and all that, but we all have a common identity. It's called, we are all spiritual in nature. And we all have a common relationship. With the body, we can identify. When I see your sister, oh, you both look alike. When I look at your mother, oh, you look alike. Then I am seeing the bodily relationship. So there is some common. But on a spiritual level, we all have some common relationship. We all have very generous behavior. That means anybody can be made a good person, provided he is educated, trained. So that's why here it said, among the mixed classes, known as Sankara, you know, pure breed, pedigree we call it. When we maintain the purity, that will continue. If you allow the dogs to mate indiscriminately, then the original traits, like say, the bulldog, the Alsatian dog, the Doberman dog, suppose it is Sankara, you know, we say hybrid cows. The Desi cows, they can be identified very nicely. And hybrid cows, difficult, Sankara. A foreign cows, really like buffaloes, just eat and give milk. No alertness in them. No? So there is what is called completely conditioned, there is hybrid, and there is origin, like in the cows. So similarly, human beings, if they are dvija, dvija means twice born. Twice born means we are born twice. First birth is there for everybody. First birth for everybody is father and mother, and we are born. And even dogs also have that first birth. Human beings also have that first birth. But dvija means second birth. When a person comes into the world, or he goes through different stages of life, they are trained. It's called garbhadana samskara, there is jata samskara, there is namakaran samskara, there is annaprasan samskara, there is aksharabhya samskara. That means by training, a person, anybody, can become a gentleman. Because nowadays, all these samskaras are lost. Nobody is caring for them. No? The result is that people are only growing in age, and people are getting material education, but there is no culture, or there is no good qualities. So today we are reading, Prabhupada described Sankara. In the Sankara also there are worst people, and there are those who are thieves. That means people are very bad. They do this kind of things, you know, stealing things and like that. Whenever you want to steal, you have to do it in secret. Because your heart is telling you. You know, when you use the word stealing, so while going, I have to pick it up and go. Then I see. Because you want to see that nobody is watching you. That means you know that you are doing a bad thing. So these people are called very bad people. people who steal, people who lie, people who attack others. Otherwise, it is said here, among people of lower class, intermarriage and drinking of wine, so at least there is no cheating, at least there is no stealing. They are living a meaningless life. That means the four classes are there: Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Shudra. Of them, Brahmin, Kshatriya and Vaishya, they are called Dvija. They have some culture. And Shudra, at least he wants to be submissive, so he can be brought back into the Vedic fold. So there are four classes. And beyond those four classes, there are two more classes. One is Chandalas and Antyajas. Chandalas means like this, you know, intermarriages and drinking wine and eating dogs also. But at least those who are not thieves. So now in the present day society, nobody is trustworthy. Prabhupada always asked, you go to airport, do they do security check on you or what? They do it. You may be MP, you may be a big businessman, but everybody has to go through. That means they are admitting. They are admitting that although we look like big people of the society, because we don't have spiritual culture and we don't know how we behave, we don't know what we do. So this way, that's why we say even the government is there, but there is no security, there is no safety, and there is no justice, all these things, because the whole the God given Varnasrama Dharma, it is all lost. Now, lastly, Prabhupada said, if you keep 10 dogs, if you keep 10 dogs and ask them to be well behaved, to be peaceful, you cannot expect. In the dog society, unnecessarily, the master have enough bread for all the 10 dogs, but still they fight with each other, because that is the mentality of dog. So people who are not dvija, not trained people, how can they expect peace and order in the society? So they are trying to establish law and order in the society by legislation and by force. But the mind is not refined, so legislation will not do. So people don't care for anything nowadays, mob mentality. Jallikattu, what is Supreme Court, they banned. And then people, they just, who cares Supreme Court and the mass? And the Supreme Court has to suck all right. Our religious ground, we are leaving. And then where is law and order? That means might is right. In the present society, simply might is right. If you have enough quorum of people, enough group of people, you can go away to do anything you like. That means people cannot have proper justice. There is nothing like right and wrong in the society. Majority opinion. Law of jungle. Somehow, still in Kali Yuga, there is traces of humanity, and Prabhupada said we should take advantage. Still there is some trace of humanity, and you wake them up and slowly reorganize the society. And God is so kind, He has given the divine sound, the transcendent sound, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. There is hope for anyone and everyone, because this divine sound is so powerful. Even a completely dull person, he can be woken up, he can be helped by making him chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sanketan ki.
Jai.